Good morning. Authorities in northeastern Spain will start fining individuals who do not wear face masks €100, starting from today, when the use of masks becomes mandatory in Barcelona and the surrounding Catalonia region following a resurgence of the coronavirus. With most restrictions lifted, the number of confirmed new cases reported daily has been creeping up. Confirmed cases doubled between Tuesday and Wednesday, amid dozens of small outbreaks. The biggest increase was in the Catalonia region, with 52 new confirmed cases in a 24-hour period, and nearly 2,000 in the past 2 weeks. Also, part of the Galicia region has been closed off, whilst masks are now mandatory in a town in the central north Basque Country. Both Galicia and the Basque Country have regional elections scheduled for Sunday. Meanwhile, 27 people have been quarantined in Ronda in Malaga province after recently coming into contact with an elderly resident of a local nursing home who passed away on Monday as a result of the virus. Those isolated are said to be 10 professionals, including primary care and hospital services, and another 17 are employees and residents of the care home. The Prime Ministers of Italy and Spain yesterday called for the adoption of the European Commission's €750 billion coronavirus recovery plan, presenting a united front among two of the EU countries hardest hit by the virus. Following a meeting in Madrid to talk strategy ahead of a crucial EU leaders' summit next week, Italy's Giuseppe Conte warned that any delay would serve only to raise the cost of the economic measures for all European taxpayers. Hosting the meeting, Pedro Sanchez said Spain and Italy shared the same goals, priorities and content for the recovery initiative. The two leaders are touring EU capitals ahead of next week's European Council summit. The Prime Minister also said yesterday that he was disturbed by the financial scandal surrounding the former King Juan Carlos I that is currently being investigated both in Spain and Switzerland. "We are witnesses to unsettling revelations that have disturbed all of us," he said, when asked about the court investigation into whether the former monarch received millions of euros in possible kickbacks from Saudi Arabia during the construction of a railway by a Spanish consortium. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.